and WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Time is winding down before Wednesday's midnight deadline to avert a partial government shutdown. And it's still anyone's guess if a deal can be reached. President Trump huddled with Democratic and Republican leaders in both the House and Senate. CBS's Torian Small.
They say they need guarantees that the ACA tax credit that is set to expire at the end of the year would be extended, and also any other demand that they're asking for, a restoration in funds, won't be reversed through the process known as rescissions, as we saw earlier this year.
Trump will also join Secretary Hegseth and top military brass for a quickly called all-hands meeting in Quantico, Virginia. CBS News military analyst Colonel Jeff McCausland says he's never heard of such a get-together in all of his years in the military, and he also wonders how a potential government shutdown is going to affect the meeting.
It remains to be seen to me whether or not some of these general officers, because they'll be here over that particular magic date of 1 October, might end up being stranded in the United States if there's a government shutdown, if in fact that affects their travel to go home.
Hamas has yet to respond to President Trump's peace plan, although Arab news reports say that they promised to examine it, quote, responsibly. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
The army said that the Israeli Air Force struck 140 targets in the Gaza Strip in the past day as ground troops continue to push into Gaza City. The Hamas-run health ministry said dozens of Palestinians were killed and that the death toll has passed 66,000 since the war began almost 2 years ago.
Video game company Electronic Arts, known as the maker of The Sims and Madden NFL, is being acquired in a $55 billion deal. CBS News' Stacey Lin has more.
Under the deal, EA will no longer be a publicly traded company. Saudi Arabia's public investment fund, Silver Lake, and Affinity Partners will share ownership amongst themselves and pay EA stockholders $210 per share.
OpenAI is evolving. You can now shop using ChatGPT, and parental controls are coming to protect kids by connecting parental accounts to their children's so they can get notifications when sensitive issues are raised. CBS News correspondent Matt Piper has more improvements.
OpenAI says the controls will make it safer for teens and will protect the teens' privacy by only sharing the information needed for parents or emergency responders to provide help. To get started, parents can send an email or text invite to their teen to link accounts. Parents can adjust a range of settings, too. Does your teen stay up way past bedtime to use ChatGPT? Parents can set a quiet time when the chatbot cannot be used.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Mike, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Evelyn. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Mike, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Mike? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cashback for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes. I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SHARE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
A cemetery that's been the final resting place only for the rich, powerful, or famous is now allowing anyone to buy places for their cremains.
The historic Oakland Cemetery in Atlanta has long been the place where some of the city's most well-known residents have been buried, like singer Kenny Rogers and Gone with the Wind author Margaret Mitchell. Historian Richard Harker is the CEO of the cemetery.
I've worked here for 8 years, and I see something new every day.
Now, for the first time in 140 years, regular folks can buy a 12-by-12-inch space where two urns can fit for $6,000. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
A cultural shift in younger workers. A new survey by Taka Research finds the idea of showing up at work when you're sick and trying to power through your day is seen as selfish behavior. 64% of the 2,000 Gen Zers polled say collective well-being is more important than coming to work when you're ill, and if you do, you'll be judged negatively. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies for the overnight. A little patchy fog at times. Otherwise, lows will drop back into the mid and upper 50s. Our winds will stay on the light side. Tuesday, we'll see mostly sunny skies and highs in the mid 70s, lower 70s Wednesday. Currently 62 degrees.
You more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please. This is right. Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. precious love.
Dubai.
as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Oh, makes me smile. Lord, don't you make me smile. She's never far away or too tired to say, I want you. She's always a lady, just like a lady should be. But when they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get behind,
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
sermon that no one will hear, no one comes near, Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Baby does the hanky panky. the line. Yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Hey, pretty, pretty, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her.
Very low and tight now.
Hey, my baby, does the hanky pain?
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
side.